Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ron, let's go right out to the Hall and Petis fan hotline where we have a little treat for people. Paul Steigerwald, who's been around the Penguins forever, joins us to talk Penguins Canadiens. Hello, Steigy.
How you guys doing?
We're doing good. And I want to start with a question related to just that, having spent an entire career, or at least a large part of it, in television, in the broadcasting of the sport to the masses. What did you think of how it came off in Toronto the other night?
I thought it was really good. I mean, I thought it was fine. You know, you could tell they're using some new camera angles. That crowd, you know, the fake crowd sound was fine with me. I mean, you kind of forgot about it after a while. To me, it just had the feel of, I know you mentioned this, a little bit of a same feel as an international game. And Jerry said to the players, it felt like an outdoor game because there was no crowd. Because in an outdoor game, the rink is pretty far from the fans. So it's kind of, you're kind of detached from the fans. So, you know, I think it's a much bigger issue for the players than it is for the viewers. Because, you know, on TV, you generally don't get, I don't think you really get a real feel for what it feels like to be in the building on television for hockey. So I think that the difference between a regular telecast and this is not significant enough to make it less entertaining for the viewer.
Paul, do you like where the Penguins are going into this tournament after the long layoff? Is it going to benefit them because they might have been – they're one of the oldest teams in the league. They're fresh, ready to go. How do you look at their chances?
Well, I like it a lot. I mean, I think that you know, they're healthy, which is huge. They have great balance and depth. You know, they got Jake Guentzel back, which is gigantic. You know, they're extremely strong down the middle, as we know. So I have – no issues with them. I think the Penguins will play extremely well. But I think you have to also take into consideration just how balanced and competitive the Eastern Conference is at the top. So I think, you know, they definitely have their work cut out for them as they go forward. I think it's probably as competitive a field in terms of the players, the teams that they'll have to play ahead of them. You know, Washington, Tampa, Boston are all really good. And so I really think the Penguins are a team that has probably more skill and their identity is, well, to me, you know, they had a really strong identity early in the season when they had all the injuries and they kind of circled the wagons and played exactly the way they should play. Then when Sid came back, I thought they lost some of that identity. I'm really curious to see how quick they can get back to playing the way they're supposed to play in the playoffs and play good defensive hockey and make sure that they're doing the right things out there. Like the other night, you can't have Malkin turning the puck over or Letang turning it over. They can get away with that stuff maybe against Montreal, but not against those teams I mentioned.
How do you fix the power play if you think it needs fixing?
Well, the power play is, you know, is no different than the other power play in the league. You know, the way you're going to be successful at the power play is you got to get, you know, have a good breakouts. You got to get, yep, good set up. But what's always separated the Penguins' power play from other power plays in the league when it's really good is their ability to retrieve pucks. They outwork the other team's penalty killers. And if you look back through their history, when their power play was on fire, that's what they were doing. The other team never got the puck. You know, they shoot it, there'd be a rebound, and there'd be a Penguin there to get it first. You know, Chris Kunitz was great at that. Hornquist is really good at that. Crosby, all of them. You know, if they're outworking the other team's penalty killers, they'll be successful. But you got to be able to keep it simple to do that. You got to shoot the puck. You got to keep the puck moving so that you create those opportunities to retrieve the puck and start over. And when you do that, you create a more of an ad-libbing kind of situation. When you get too careful and you're moving the puck around, passing, overpassing it, the penalty killers know where it's going. Plus, you know, in the playoffs, they expect certain things. You know, you don't every night you're seeing the same power play, you start to dial into what they're doing. So another aspect to me always in the playoffs is the element of surprise. So you have to be able to adjust. If your power play is not going, you got to be able to change it up and let those other penalty killers on the other side have something to think about. And I think the Penguins have the options to do that. I mean, they could throw Brian Rust up there up front on the number one power play if they want. They can use both Letang and Schultz. There's so many different variables, but they have to use them, and they have to use them in a way that keeps the other team off balance.
Paul, all right, let's go to the elephant in the room, or maybe you don't even think there's an elephant in the room. The goaltenders, is it a clear call for you? You go with Murray, and how long do you stick with them if that is indeed your call?
Yeah, I think it's Matt Murray. I think that's the reason he started the first game. The only reason I would think that they may have started him in the first game, if Mike Sullivan was playing head games, you know, with the other teams, saying, well, it's going to look to them like our number one guy is Murray, when in fact we're going to start the other guy and surprise them. So I don't think he's going to do that, though. I think he's going to start Matt Murray and give him, sort of reward him for what he's done in the past in the playoffs. And he has the element of being able to bring Jari in on a white horse if he needs to. So I think it's a good way to use Jari, too, rather than put him in right away. You know, have him in your hip pocket if you need him. And, you know, there's a lot of back-to-back games in these playoffs. So I would expect both goalies will play in any case.
Talking to Paul Steigerwald on the Hall and Capitas Fan Hotline. You can follow us on Twitter at 93.7 The Fan, driven by Jim Shorkey Kia, Pittsburgh's number one Kia dealer, with locations in Wexford, North Huntington, and Uniontown. Visit ShorkeyKia.com. You can also text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. Back to the power play, Steigy. How do you think Mike Sullivan and his coaches look at Chris Letang versus Justin Schultz? Why would they pick one guy over the other? How are they different at the point? What are the subtle differences, maybe?
I think Letang's ability to carry the puck with authority, you know, when he comes out of his own end, is really a big thing. I think his longtime chemistry with Sidney Crosby and Evgeny Malkin is a factor there. I think with Schultz, it's, you know, he's a guy who can straddle the blue line. He's got some really good feet back there when he's kind of moves laterally along the blue line to open up space. And he can shoot the puck, but I don't know if he shoots it enough. I don't think there's a whole lot of difference there. I think the biggest thing is Letang is more of a high-risk player. I think he tends to make plays that can be very creative and extremely valuable, but they also, sometimes he turns the puck over and can create a mess. So I think the biggest difference is that Letang's just more dynamic. He's a more dynamic player. You know, he can move up. He can, you know, swing down around the net and score from there. And Schultz, I think, is a more traditional kind of point man, where he plays up high and he shoots the puck. He'll come late sometimes and shoot the puck and score, but generally he's more of a traditional, conventional kind of a point man. Or Letang, I think, is more dynamic and a little bit more unpredictable.
What do you expect? You know, Malkin obviously had a horrible giveaway the other day, but everybody tells me he's been the absolute best at training camp so far. It looks like a man on the mission. Did you see that when you watched training camp, Paul?
Yeah, I saw the same thing you did, Ron and Joe. I did. I mean, he's tramping out there. When you see him galloping with the puck between the blue lines, you know he's feeling it. And you know, I think the big thing with Gino is that he had kind of an epiphany during last year's off-season training, and where he really kind of had a bad year the year before, and he realized that he had to actually, you know, put his actions where his mouth was at the beginning of the year. Where, if you remember, after the first game, he was the one saying we didn't play the right way, and then he got hurt the next game, so he was out for a couple of weeks. The team actually started to play exactly the way he said they should play in his absence. Then he came back. Sid was out, and he played phenomenal hockey. So I think he's dialed into knowing exactly how he's supposed to play. That pass he made the other night was horrible, but I think generally Gino is dedicated to playing the game in a smart way. You know, if he's thinking a little bit more out there, I think it's a good thing. You know, so Gino is an instinctive player. We all know that, but you still have to have the wheels turning a bit when you're on the ice. If you're a centerman in the NHL, you can't just always ad lib out there. You got to be thinking, you know, the score, the situation, who's on the ice, all those things that, you know, the great players do. Gino, if he just would just kind of dedicate himself a little bit more to the cerebral aspects of the game, I think that, you know, he can be the best player on the ice every night.
Lastly, Stoggy, how did Sid look to you the other night? And do you have any concerns that something even might hamper him a little bit moving ahead in the playoffs?
I'm a little concerned. I mean, anytime you see Sid go out, you know he's had surgery. You wonder what's going on there. You know, Sid is like a well-oiled machine. You know, he's like a computer-generated hockey player. So when he's not feeling exactly right, he's careful and knows his body as well as any player knows his own body. So I'm not too worried about it. I think, you know, the thing I'm concerned about with Sid is just, you know, on that line, I just want to hope that, you know, there's been a lot of talk about that line, Sid and the kids, and there's another story in there today about how they want to play. And I think what people forget is that when they first put them together, they were really good. They scored a lot, and then they started getting scored against. And they want Connor Sherry working down low a lot, and they want Gensel doing what he does, and he tends to be a more of an offensive-minded guy, I think. So what does that make Sid, the guy who's back-checking all the time or is playing high or staying back? So, you know, Sid already has a great conscientious approach to the game from a two-way perspective, but I don't want him being the guy that has to think he has to be defending all the time. So I think it's worth keeping an eye on just to see how long those three guys are held together and in what situations. And I don't think it's as much of a factor against Montreal, but it could become one later in the playoffs.
And real quick then, because that's interesting what you just said, who would be a preferable option up there if you take Sherry off the line?
Well, they've always gone to Hornquist, and it seems like every time, you know, even in the playoffs, the last time they won the Cup, you know, they weren't playing Horny with Sid at first, and then all of a sudden he was back with him. So, you know, that's what's happened in the past, and it could happen again. But you have other options there. I mean, you could move Gensel to right wing and put Marleau up on the left side. And by the way, Marleau was flying the other night. Flying. I couldn't believe how fast he looked. He looked like he was, you know, 25 years old. So that's a good thing to have as a guy of his experience and that speed that he has and versatility. So, you know, they have a lot of options. I mean, there's a lot of different things they could do, but I just think it's something to keep an eye on because I love the combination from an offensive standpoint. I'm just concerned about a little defensive standpoint.
Stoggy, great stuff. I hope we can do this again. Thanks for coming on.
Anytime. Good talking to you guys.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.